It were just an ordinary suitcase. He said that his friend gave it him. Bought it at a flea market.
Didn't you think it was too heavy?
I thought so, yes. I told you that. He said he had packed a present for his mother. A surprise.
And that didn't bother you?
Why would it? It could have been anything. A toaster, kitchen appliance, for all I knew.
They don't have toasters in Israel.
How should I know what they got, for God's sake? Little country in Africa or wherever. For all I knew, they didn't have toilets. I believed him. I were going to marry him. Why shouldn't he bring his mother a present?
But he wasn't bringing it, you were.
That were a change of plans. A last minute thing.
And that didn't bother you?
Of course it did. Do you think I wanted to meet his sodden parents by myself? But I had no say-so in the matter. It were his friend. The one that gave me the wedding gown. He called, said Ali had to come right away.
That was a preview of The English Bride from Anne Toto 2 Theatre Company. I had the chance to speak with artistic director Susan Lyles and director of The English Bride, Ron Mediator, about the show. I began by asking Susan about the story behind the play.
It is based on a real story. In 1986, a young Irish woman took a suitcase onto an airplane and there was a bomb in it that her fiancé had put there. So it's loosely based on what happened, and it's just kind of built on from there. So this is not that story or those people. It's just what may have been behind everything that happened.
So in this particular circumstance, there are three characters in this production. We have the titular subject, the English bride, as well as investigators.
You have the Mossad agent who is interrogating both the English bride, who's Eileen Finney, and her fiancé, Ali Saeed, and he's the one who's trying to find out what's going on.
Ultimately, when you first saw this piece, what inspired you to want to produce this?
Well, I read it. It came across my desk. I have worked with Lucille in the past. We did her play, the regional premiere of her play, Car Talk, back in 2011. And I love her work. Her dialogue is just beautiful and realistic. And she sent me this one, and I took a look at it. It was part of our reading series that we did last year for our 10-year anniversary. Everybody loved it. And then Ron came up to me after the reading and said, hey, I would really like to direct this. So it kind of clinched it there that, you know, it's a great little piece.
You just touched on the very real, the very beautiful dialogue that's presented in this piece. But what makes for a production that goes beyond that reader stage?
I hate to be overly simplistic, but I think David Mamet taught us the actor's job is to be interesting. That's it. The minute the lights go down, and you hear sirens and an airport announcement of a plane being evacuated and such, we're interested, and the characters' conversations are extremely interesting. We don't always know who we can trust. Every character is lying at certain points during the play, and sometimes it's justified, and sometimes, well, that'll be up to the audience, but the play is riveting, and if I could add, Susan said it's based on the Hindawi case of 1985. The only character that Lucille didn't really know was the Mossad agent. She said in an interview that that was the only character she created from the ground up, and in my opinion, I love all three of these characters. The Mossad agent is the most fascinating for me.
Why is that?
He's incredibly complex. Where he uses truth to get what he needs and where he's willing to lie and manipulate people, I think is more skillfully done than the other two. I think that's because the way the other two are lying about each other, it's a relationship that's gone bad. There's pain. Someone doesn't love someone anymore, or they thought that you loved me and now you don't. So a lot of us are familiar with that. We have no idea how this Mossad agent is working. I'm a big fan of Homeland, and it reminds me a lot of there are police shows and cop shows, and then there are these international spies and people that have to get information from some of them. This is probably the guy that would have interrogated bin Laden had he lived. This is the kind of guy that would have sat down with bin Laden.
It's a true exercise of an actor's need to have an objective and to display tactics to get that objective.
Well, when you say display tactics, all three of the actors have an immense command of those tactics. And there are times when we're using volume, and there are times when a whisper will be far more shaking and shattering to another character than just yelling and such. So we try to balance that out because the actors can wield their voices with such skill.
What has it been like in the rehearsal process, ironing out these nuances?
It's exactly that. I've told Susan before, I'm relatively inexperienced, and I'm so thrilled to work with what I've called a director-proof performance. These are pros. They know what they're doing. We've been doing very little subtle, changing the way a word is inflected, changing something to a question rather than a declarative statement, something like that. And so we've really just been working with exactly what you indicated. We're ironing out nuances. You know, it's not like these actors have no idea what the play is. They came in virtually off book, and they know what these characters are. You know, they know how to play these people. So we've just been tweaking and fine-tuning it to make it beautiful.
For a company that has been around as long and has produced such amazing material as Antoto 2, what keeps you personally going and keeping the company alive?
Oh gosh, I love women's work. I love new work. I love digging into a script and developing and creating something that nobody else has done here in Denver, at least. And with our world premieres, it's stuff that's never been up on its feet before. And as women don't get a lot of representation in the theatrical world. I'm not going to give you stats because I don't know the stats, but they're really, really bad. But I love doing that. I love bringing something to life that nobody else has done, because it's all new, and you've got nothing to go, oh, let me go look at this recording of something. Let me go think about this. You don't have that. You get to create the character for the first time and bring it to life.
And another benefit of that is you more often than not get to work collaboratively with the writer in that development process.
We get to work quite often with the writer in the development process, and that, I love that. You know, we've had, Lucille's been amazing, you know, with questions that we've had and things that, about the script, you know, as far as finding the dialect. There's some little differences in the ways that words are said to what she's written. And she's like, yes, please, you know, find the dialect, you know, just make sure everybody can still understand, because the woman is from Leeds, which is Yorkshire, a part of Yorkshire, and that's not always easy to understand. But I've had really good experiences over the last 11 years working with living playwrights. They want to be involved. They want to see their piece grow, and it always works out really well.
So coming up next for Antoto 2 Theater Company is your annual play crawl happening on Tennyson?
It is. It's our annual fundraiser. This is our sixth year of doing 10 plays, two-minute plays done environmentally in art galleries and coffee shops up and down Tennyson Street in the Tennyson Arts District.
And for more information about this show, about Antoto 2 Theater Company, where can people go?
You can go to andtoto2.org, and that's Toto, like the little dog in The Wizard of Oz. And or you can call me at 720-583-3975.